On Monday the 13th, the LSU Tigers square off against the Clemson Tigers at the Superdome for the College Football National Championship. To mark the occasion, oral historian Mark Cave of the Historic New Orleans Collection shared an interview with a coach who earned the same honor in 1980. Vince Dooley was the head coach for the Georgia Bulldogs for over 20 years. And in this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Mr. Dooley reflects on his favorite moments from a life in sports.
Athletics is big, very important to me. That's one thing that made sense when sometimes a lot of things don't make sense as a youngster. Now, my next-door neighbor, they were going to the Sugar Bowl in January of 47, and they asked if I would like to ride over and then come back after the game. They said he didn't have an extra ticket, but I was all excited and took my chances, went in. I tell the story that I talked my daddy into giving me my whole yearly allowance, which was $1, to come to the bowl game in hopes of getting a ticket. When I got here, I can still remember on the side of the stadium, and it's the old Sugar Bowl Stadium, the original one out of Tulane. Well, I kept walking around and trying to find somebody that could buy me a ticket for $1, sell me one, but none. And then I heard the roar of the crowd as the game started, and I was getting depressed. And all of a sudden, I found myself out there by myself, sitting on a curb right next to a New Orleans policeman. And I was mad. I told him, I said, "One of these days, I'm going to get in that Sugar Bowl." And it worked out that 22 years later, I took the first Georgia team since 1946 to New Orleans in the Sugar Bowl.
There may be no more decorated director of athletics and former head coaches in the country than Georgia's Vince Dooley.
It would be hard to list and certainly to prioritize all the things that all of us learned from Vince Dooley. Focus, leadership, and discipline. Those are the things that I remember.
A great ambassador, a wonderful human being, and someone that has a huge, huge heart.
A fellow named Joe Leaves, who was my basketball coach, who we scouted together, we were coached together. He got the job as AD. He called me and offered me the job at Georgia. I was 31 years old. So I took the opportunity. I told my wife, "Don't get too settled here. I'm not sure how long I'm gonna be here, but I'm gonna give it a good try." And I'm proud to say that after 54 years, we're still at the same address.
The Irish bowed their heads because they knew that they'd been beat. And they laid that national championship on the ground at the Bulldogs' feet. Herschel said, "Irish, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a gun, we're the best that's ever been."
The most important part is that on the second play of the game, Herschel Walker, who later won the Heisman, dislocated his shoulder. He came out of the game, and his elbow was up in the air, and I thought that was the end of it. The second play, and I'm thinking, here we are, a chance to win it all, and our top player's gone. In fact, one of the trainers told me he couldn't go. I turned around and we got back in the game. He went back in the game. They put his shoulder back in place and he gained 150 yards against a Notre Dame defense that did not give up 100 yards to any back the whole year with a dislocated shoulder. So there again, that's the type of grit and determination this 80 national championship team had.